Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show. Hello, Brenda. You with us?
Oh, yes. My apologies.
Having a hard time hearing you, Brenda.
Can you hear me better now?
I sure can.
I can. I bleed about going and have surgery. And when he went back a month ago, he came back with a small ulcer about the size of a quarter. A lot of pus. He's quite healthy, to be honest with you. But,
Hey, Brenda, we're having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak closer into the microphone there?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Okay, he's got you. I mean, he's got me. And they went back down with the scope a month ago and found a size of an ulcer, about the size of a quarter. He's surprisingly healthy. But I would like to know what he should.
Yeah, we're gonna have to just cut that call just because the phone connection is really tough. It's very hard to hear, but I believe you're talking about your husband dealing with an ulcer, and there's a couple of things. There's several questions I'd want to ask you, and it just depends on what kind of ulcer he has. A lot of times ulcers can be a root cause of the H. pylori bacteria. And there's a simple stool sample test that they can do. There is a blood test, but the stool sample is actually better. And so I would have your doctor, your PCP, actually check that out and just see if that's a possibility, if that's something that's going on. And that would be a good answer with what might be triggering it. Now, eating habits play a big role. And so alkaline foods, like I'm drinking a green drink right now, and when you make your body more alkaline, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, green drinks are a good way to do that. If you can't get enough fruits and vegetables in during the day, and you can mix it up in a powder, there's more about that on my website. But the alkalinity will help heal the digestive tract. But it depends on the kind of ulcer that it is. And I would have the doctor do a sample for the H. pylori. It'd be a smart move. Is it something they can easily do? They'll educate you on all of that. Non-inflammatory foods are always important, too, that you might want to look into. So, like in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got all the foods that create inflammation in the body and the ones that we found that really help reduce inflammation in the digestive tract. So if he eats the wrong kind of foods over and over again, combined with a lot of emotional stress, maybe physical stress, work stress, over long periods of time, it's very easy for that to form. But there's a lot of other factors that can play, and that's why seeing if there's that bacteria in there, which actually is pretty common. The H. pylori bacteria we're seeing more and more as a little culprit for dealing with some of this. So I know he doesn't feel good, and I know you're concerned about him, so you know, putting those two together, I think, would be helpful. But maybe get the test done. If you want, you can call me back here on the show. Hopefully, I'll hear back from you, and we can kind of go from there. But that's always your first step, is to go and have that test done and then see how his body, you know, coming up with a game plan from there. Because if the ulcer itself depends on what kind it is, into the direction you go. And if you don't want to go down the traditional medical route, you definitely need to go down that route first, get all the testing done. And then maybe you can go to, like, say, if you're comfortable with it and you want to go to, like, a naturopathic physician or more of a dietitian or a nutritionist and let them kind of guide you on eating habits, now that might be a good way, too. So there's options. But the testing is so important first because then you know exactly what you're dealing with. And it takes all the guessing out of it, okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Eating antioxidants, they're saying, can lower pancreatic cancer risk, potentially. So antioxidants, your vitamin A, E, C, all your polyphenols that you get out of fruits and vegetables, all your antioxidants reduce oxidation in the body. I know that means nothing, probably, but when oxygen is released, and then, of course, excess of it can cause breakdown of the cells. Free radicals can cause damaging to the cells. So the antioxidants actually keep that from happening. And so that's why they've been so important. So the vitamin E, vitamin C, even selenium is good. But they're found in research. Now there's a new study that people whose diets were higher in these amounts of foods loaded with the antioxidants were 2/3 less likely to develop pancreatic cancer when compared to people who had the least amount of these nutrients in their diet. And just so you know, pancreatic cancer is the one that is extremely aggressive. It's the one you don't want. And literally, I mean, it can take you out in a matter of weeks once the diagnosis is made. It's just amazing. But so the study was published online in the journal called Gut. And antioxidants are vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, just so you know, that protect the cells from the damage of these free radicals. And so they found its association is causal, but antioxidants may help prevent as many as 1 in 12 cases of pancreatic cancer. The American Cancer Society estimates that about 43,000 people will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2012. That's a lot. About 37,000 people will die from the disease. So, see what I mean? I mean, 43,000 diagnosed, 37,000 will die this year. Happens quick. So researchers analyzed the 7-day food diaries of more than 23,000 people aged 40 to 74. 49 people developed pancreatic cancer within 10 years of entering the study. The researchers compared diets among the people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer to those of nearly 4,000 people without pancreatic cancer. So they did know for sure that people who ate more selenium were 50% less likely to develop pancreatic cancer compared to those who ate least amounts of selenium-rich foods. And those who had vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium were in the top 75% of not getting it. So the vitamin C and vitamin E add a little bit of help, but it's mostly the selenium. Where does selenium come from? A lot of great foods out there. So your legumes, your chickpeas, all your peas contain selenium. The nuts, almonds and walnuts, cashews, peanuts, all the... So it's really, really good. Coconut oil is phenomenal. But they did a study and they found that coconut oil helps with thyroid function. So good to know. Also helps with digestive-related issues as well. But thyroid function, look into some of those. And, you know, the whole thing about broccoli and the cruciferous vegetables, I've always said that if you eat too much of that, they have certain goitrogens that will go in and slow down the thyroid function. And that is true, but you have to eat a ton of it. So eating broccoli every day is not going to cause your thyroid to slow down. You just don't want to eat a big bucket of it 5 times a day. So it would take a lot. Just know that there's some of those in there that can cause some of that. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And I want to say one more tip on hypothyroidism. If your doctor has you on medication, especially Synthroid or levothyroxine, nothing wrong with that. But if you're wanting to go with a natural approach, there is a medication out there called Armour. And some doctors like to use it, some doctors don't. But you might want to ask your doctor about it and see if they're comfortable with it. It's just an option that's out there if you have to stay on the medication. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Now, if you got questions, you hear me talk about all these different supplements and different products and whatnot, you can go to my website, getwellradio.com, check it out there. All the information's there. Any questions you have should be able to be answered there. I really have all the information down, so getwellradio.com, check it out right there. Let's go to Donald now. Hi, Donald. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctor. Are you there?
I am here, sir.
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm living well.
Good. I'm calling about my wife. She has some problems with her spine, and very painful, and about every 6 months she has to take a steroid, a very strong steroid shot into her spine on the lower part of the back. And I was just wondering, is there some concerns about that for as far as immune system and just what will that do to the body over the long term? She takes them about every 6 months and has took them probably for the last couple years.
Yeah, that's why they only give it to her for every 6 months. You can only do a couple a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and over time, well, two things. One, yes, it's going to help with the pain, but it's not correcting anything. You realize that. It's just putting a Band-Aid over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so the tissue, everything from the disc in the spine to the supportive tissue around that will be broken down even more. But it's pretty much standard of care when somebody's in pain outside of having surgery. So it's not that they're doing anything wrong. They're doing what we all would do. I mean, it's what is considered standard of care in medicine. So, I mean, that's at this point, they're probably just doing that. And is she overweight at all?
No, she's not. Well, I was going to ask a question. I lost my track. So
that's okay. It's all right. I would, if you're looking at things that can help her, her eating habits are going to be really important because she's got a lot of inflammation in the body. Now, this is not something that's going to just fix everything, but it can always help. So anytime you've got an inflammatory response where you're having to take steroid shots or at any level, you've got to look at how the person, you know, their normal diet and their kind of everyday lifestyle habits, what they are. I mean, if she eats really, really good, then that's a different story. But if she's eating a bunch of things like cereal and sandwiches and drinks milk and you know, these sorts of things on a regular basis, eating, you know, some fatty foods on a regular basis, you know, sugar at all, then, you know, whether she's overweight or not, the choices of these foods create a lot of inflammation in the body. She may have food allergies. She may have sensitivities. There may be a lot of things going on. So I know you're calling for her just to get some general information, but her eating habits probably will be a big piece. If she doesn't have maybe a dietitian or someone that she can work with, it may be worth getting, you know, some form of provider to help her kind of do that. Do you monitor what she eats? I guess you guys probably eat together, but maybe not always. Does she have a pretty good diet?
Sometimes it gets sort of sparse.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
She just, a lot of times she won't have an appetite, which is not, you know, you still have to eat, but, you know, it cuts down on what you really want to eat, I guess, and what you can.
Does she drink a lot of sodas or fruit juices and that sort of thing?
Coffee. But what my question was, do you know of any immune system reactions that might affect?
Immune system meaning that can help that?
It seems like there's always like some small malady that will pop up every day, and I just wondered if maybe that might, because you know, her immunity was down maybe from the shots or something, and might.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. I mean, again, if they've done blood testing on her and ran the test, they're going to know if she has any unstable portion of her immune system. Like if she has an autoimmune condition, they probably already checked for that. And so you would know that for sure, like rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature. So probably not unless they told you that and unless she's been formally diagnosed with it. But as far as the immune system goes overall, better eating habits are going to be important because that's what makes the immune system strong. And if she hasn't had, which now this is a possibility, if she hasn't had a blood test done for her vitamin D levels, maybe get that checked and talk to the doctors about that, because vitamin D is, you know, it's really important. And if it's for a condition like hers, if it's really low, that could explain a lot of why she feels the way she feels. So you might want to have that checked out, and the doctors can easily do that. One piece I would throw at you, there is a company that has a kind of a natural anti-inflammatory called AminoActive. I talk about them here on the show. The product is really, really good. And it's AminoActive, A-C-T-I-V, is the website at the end. There's no E on the end of it. But you might want to check them out just because they have really good products. They make them, they're whole food-based, high quality. And you might want to look into that just because for pain relief and anti-inflammatory type situations, not to replace anything that her doctor's doing, but maybe you want to tell her doctor about it and see if you get his blessing on it, because, you know, with whatever treatments that he has are doing outside of that, you want to make sure everything is copacetic and everybody's happy. But that is a good supplement from a product perspective that's out there that a lot of people have said have had really good results with. So you may want to check into that, okay? But the biggest thing is, thanks for calling in for her, because it shows your care and concern for her, and I know you want her to feel better. I know probably seeing her every day not feeling good has got to weigh on you, because you want her to live healthy and have a good life. So we're here for you. You can always give us a call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. The reason that's good news is because if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which so many of us have, then you can make some radical changes in your life and you can go to the next level with your health and your life and don't have to wait for anybody else. You can take charge of you so that you can be healthy and be full of vitality and energy, not only for your own life, but your kids, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, and your loved ones. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, of course, we know it's a little bit hot outside, just a little bit, a little hot. And so I want to talk to you about some of the worst summer exercise mistakes that people make so you don't have to make them. Learn from others. Number one, drinking coffee before you run. Okay, drinking Java always feels good, tastes good, I'm sure. And it gives you a little perk up. But in the summer months, of course, the caffeine will act as a diuretic, which causes you to lose water. So not only will you be sweating and perspiring with it being hot outside and humid, depending on where you live, but of course, we're going to dehydrate very, very quickly. And so you're going to hurt your performance. Even though you might get the mental lift and get charged, your physical performance is going to suffer. And so there's a study published in the Journal of Medicine, Science, and Sports and Exercise that found that cooling your body before a run could enhance performance. So people who drank ice-cold slushy or ice-cold drinks, I don't recommend drinking a slushy, before working out or in the heat, were able to run longer and felt less exhausted than those who just drank room temperature water. So you might want to think about that, getting a cold drink in before you run, so it actually helps regulate the body temperature. That can help performance, they're saying. Wearing too loose of clothing can be an issue. No one wants to feel like their legs are stuck in spandex, but sprinting around with flapping shorts can increase your chances of chafing. And add the summer sweat to that and mix, and you'll exacerbate the burn. So if you're prone to chafing, invest in a body glide or petroleum jelly and try wearing spandex underneath your running shorts. Chris Travers, who's an exercise physiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, made these recommendations. And he said when picking out a pair, you don't want the fit to be too light or too loose. It's just, you know, right in the middle. Just to be careful of the chafing. So, not eating after a workout. So, when it's hot as blazes, you may find your cravings for heavy filling foods may fall by the wayside, but appetite curbing power of the heat cold is true after a workout, too. Study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that people who worked out in hotter temperatures above 97 degrees Fahrenheit ate 300 fewer calories than the next meal than those who exercised in the cooler temperatures around 77 degrees Fahrenheit. While cutting back on the calories isn't necessarily a bad thing, be mindful to refuel properly after a workout. You need a snack with carbs and protein within 30 minutes after your workout to replenish glycogen, which is kind of your quick energy stores. And let me just explain that to you. By the way, this was recommended by Chris Moore, who's a PhD and a registered dietitian of Moore Results in Louisville, Kentucky. You need the calories to rehydrate your body. It's called bracketing, and it's a concept in bodybuilding that's been around for a long time, and now they're really applying it to any type of sport of any kind. It's where you get a whey protein. You want a hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein, which is just incredible for you. I'm actually have some with me right now, and the whey protein shake is very good. You do that about 30 minutes before a workout, and you can have also maybe an orange. I actually am not a big banana fan because they're high in sugar. However, before a workout, they do contain fiber in them, and with the protein that you get in there, they're both rapidly absorbing into the bloodstream. And so you can do a whey protein shake of about, depending on if you're a guy or a girl. If you're a guy, about 40 to 45 grams. A girl, you can do about 20 to 25 grams and maybe half a banana. 30 minutes before you work out, don't drink a lot of water. And because you'll slow down the digestion. The protein shake's already going to have enough in it. And then you do the same thing after a workout. So right after a workout, your glycogen stores, which is that quick energy, kind of fills the muscle back up, is down. And so within that 30, there's literally a 30-minute window. And I'm telling you, there's been study after this has been going on for 10 years of research on this. And they have definitely concluded there's a short 30-minute window from the last set you do or the last step you take in a jog. You have 30 minutes to replenish, and your recovery time will be increased by, I don't think it's like 100% more or something like that. And you might want to consider things like L-glutamine. L-glutamine is an amino acid that helps your body recover. And creatine is a little concerning, they say, but now through the research and all that, usually 5 grams is what's typically recommended in the research studies. So you might want to look into that as well. So, again, recovering from your workout, very important, and that protein and carbohydrates, I can't tell you how important it is. It'll make you have higher energy levels. It'll enable you to not be as sore from a workout. It just does a host of things. It's so important. So to continue on, just these are all the top things that you want to be careful with in the summer. The mistakes, I guess, of exercising in the heat. So number one, just to recap, you don't want to drink coffee before you run. You'll dehydrate yourself. Number two, don't wear too loose of clothing because it can cause chafing and issues within the inside of the thighs and the skin. Not eating after a workout, you want to make sure you eat just a little bit before and after. It's called bracketing, and that puts the good stuff back in the body, helps rehydrate the body, and helps the muscle tissue rebuild and the carbohydrate stores rebuild. Forgetting to hydrate at the pool, so playing in the water is not the same as drinking it. So because swimmers are in the water, they feel like they're around water all day long. They don't need to drink it. But says the USA Swimming National Committee for Safety Education, they said when you can feel your sweat, your body misses is a cue to hydrate. Plus, water transfers heat more quickly than the air, so swimming in warm water makes it harder for you to dissipate heat produced. Coconut oil actually works really good as well. It's a natural kind of sunscreen. There are organic sunscreens out there that don't have all the chemicals in them. So if you're going to do it, which I am a proponent of sunscreen myself personally, you keep your vitamin D levels up, but you also got to keep your astaxanthin. That is a potent antioxidant that we found that protects against skin damage, but also protects free radicals within the body. So it's a phenomenal supplement, really a wonder nutrient. Again, more of that information is at my website, getwellradio.com. But those are some tips that will help when you're working out in the summer heat. So if you like to get out and jog and all that, just pay attention to some of that, and it can make a big difference in your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, we're going to go to Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the show. Lauren, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How can I help, darling?
Well, I was calling because I need some tips. I started a job last year in July where I travel pretty much every week. I usually leave Monday. I come home Thursday night. This week, I'm going to be going home Friday. And in a year's time, I've gained about 18 pounds. And
uh-oh.
Before I had this job, I exercised just about every day. Sometimes I skipped Saturday and Sunday, but I ran 3 miles every day and ate really healthy and was really comfortable in my weight and comfortable in my body. And I'm still not, I'm not overweight, but I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like myself. And with my job, I eat out 3 meals a day every week. And that's just, it's something that I'm not used to. And in a year's time, it's really added up. And I've tried to make smart choices. A lot of times if I'm in a town that has Whole Foods or something like that, I'll try to go get snacks or, you know, something to eat for dinner there instead of a restaurant. But even if I do that for dinner, at lunch, I'm taking someone else to lunch every day. And anyway, it's just adding up. And I've been fighting to try to lose this weight, and absolutely nothing is helping. I've lost about 5 pounds, which is not even a dent in 18. And I just really need some tips. I need to know what to do because it just it feels really uncomfortable to feel like I'm in someone else's body.
I understand. So what is your job? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm in sales, and I train distributors on selling my product.
Okay. So you travel quite a bit?
I have four states. Always going, yeah.
Okay. And are you still exercising like you were, or no?
No, not at all.
Why?
You know, a lot of times my day starts so early, and by the time I get back to my hotel and catch up on my emails and paperwork, you know, by that time it's 8 o'clock, and then I'm just exhausted, and I just want to go to bed.
Well, yeah, what time do you leave for the day?
I mean, it varies. I usually start my day at either 8 or 9 o'clock, and, I mean, it just depends on...
You start your day at 8 or 9?
Well, I mean, I leave to go meet whoever I'm going to work with that day. I mean, do you mean what time do I wake up? I usually wake up about 6:30 or 7.
Okay, so you need to be waking up at 5 and running for an hour. What's wrong with that?
No.
Really? If you're exhausted at 8...
It's really early.
No, it's not. Then you don't want it. Here's the deal. Let me ask you something. Do you want to drop 18 pounds?
Yes.
Then why are you already... Okay, you're exhausted at 8 o'clock at night, but you don't really get going until about 7 or 8 in the morning. That's 12
yeah.
hours. There's people that work two jobs and still exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, you're being lazy.
Ouch.
I mean, really?
And
I know it's tough because you're working hard. But it's about creating new habits. You see what I mean? I mean, it's. I know it feels like, and there's no way I'm being lazy. I'm busting my butt. I'm driving all over the place. I'm working hard. But see, the reality is, it's just a new habit. The reason you were doing great before this job is because you could get up and go exercise. I mean, when did you work out before? Like in the afternoons, like 3 or 4, had a good, you know, normal work day, and then had your routine down?
Yeah, I'd get done at 5, and I'd get done at 5, and then go work out, and then, you know.
And eat a good, healthy dinner, and chill out, and see, there's, let me do this. Let me go into this break, and I'm going to explain a couple things to you. And I don't say you're lazy like I'm knocking you. It's just new habits, and it's creating a new mindset for it. Let me get into a couple of things on physiology about why your body's doing this, and I think it'll help shift your mind about what to do, okay? Because I actually haven't went through this myself. I'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Welcome back to the show, talking with Lauren. Lauren has gained about 18 pounds. She's always been avid in exercising, eating healthy, taking care of herself, has kind of pursued a new career, new job, and is now working many hours during the day, traveling a lot, eating out a lot, which can make you gain weight. But we were talking about just when your exercise protocols are, and you really just kind of have abandoned that because life has been kind of crazy. So you've started this job, you get going in the morning about 8 o'clock, and you go to about 8 o'clock at night. And so it's go, 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 go all day, right? And there's hardly any time for anything except relationships and sales and building relationships and all that sort of thing. So, and it takes a lot out of you, energy-wise. I mean, mentally, you're exhausted, right, at the end of the day?
Definitely.
Okay. So, the thing that gets me is that I'm like, are you exercising? You're like, not really. And you don't get started until about 8 o'clock. And that's what I was saying. I was like, you know what? It's early, and you're already giving me excuses. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time. Right? I mean, don't you agree with that? I mean, you're right now you're working hard. Why? Why do you work so many hours during the day? What's the reason behind it?
Well, I mean, I'm still new at my job. I'm one of the youngest people in my company and just trying to, you know, make sure I get everything done.
Prove yourself to the company that you got what it takes?
Yeah.
And be successful and hit your numbers and make an impact? Because, you're the young buck, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. By, like, 20 years.
Okay. And so what is your age now? What are you, 20 what?
20. No, I'm 27.
Okay. So you're 27, and so you're used to your early 20s lifestyle. The early 20s lifestyle is when you come out of college, which means, you know, maybe you get your job out of school, and you still kind of go work your 9 to 5, maybe 9 to 4, whatever, and you work out in the afternoons, kind of chill out, and go eat some dinner, hang out with some friends, or watch some TV, and then you kind of do it all over again the next day, and it's not that hard. But when you really pick up a career and you start going for it, especially sales, the pace changed a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it changed a lot. And I've actually lost a lot of weight before in the past. When I graduated college, I had gained a lot of weight just from poor eating habits and, you know, staying up late and eat lots of junk food, and I lost about 35 pounds. It took me about a year and a half after I graduated college. And I guess I'm getting nervous because I don't want that amount to creep back up. And I just feel like it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, you're halfway there, kind of, right, with 18 pounds. So it's kind of like the brakes are on. You're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm not letting that come back into my life, right?
Yes. I had my cutoff weight show up the other day, so I was like, whoa,
okay.
Wait a minute.
So if you had the cutoff happen and the light bulb, you know, the kind of the light, red light went off in your head, then when I say, why don't you get up at 5 a.m. to run, you should be like, no problem, done. Because if it was a sales number or goal from your boss, you'd be like, no problem, I'll get it done. It'll get done. So, see, the reality is, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time to make it happen. And I mean, from my own life, I got to tell you, in my 20s, before I got into medicine and everything with what I'm doing, especially when I got into media with radio and TV, I worked out in the afternoons too. It was like I'd go all day long and then just kind of get over to, I do more weightlifting and that sort of thing. I just have always been into that. And, but now I could never do that. I mean, my schedule, I mean, look at me right now, I'm on the radio. So my nights are taken. My day is taken with running this company. I've got several companies that I run. And I mean, my days, so if I don't, I get up early in the morning, I do radio late, and then I get my hours of sleep, and I'm up. But if I didn't work out first thing in the morning, it would never happen. And trust me, I do not, still to this day, and I've been exercising for a long time, I don't want to go into the gym at 6:30 in the morning or 6 in the morning and do squats with, you know, 300 pounds. Who wants to do that? I have to talk my way to the gym. Still to this day, I'll admit it. I mean, there's days I don't want to do it at all. If I'm in a hotel room and I got to go drive to a gym or drive somewhere down the road, I don't want to do that, especially if it's like in a climate where it's freezing cold outside. But I live what I preach. I do, and it's come from a lot of discipline. But, you know, I'm a little bit years older than you, but I can tell you I know how it feels. But I can also tell you that if you'll develop the habit now, it'll be priceless later on. You married? Do you have kids? No, you don't, I'm assuming.
No, and that's the thing. I just don't want it to get out of hand now because I see people that fight their way their whole life, and I don't want that to be me.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be you either. And that's why developing a habit of getting your exercise done, this is what I always say is, you know, you're serving other people all day long, aren't you, in sales?
Yeah.
Your company,
yeah.
You know, customers, that sort of thing. It's okay to be selfish and get up first thing and serve yourself. Because if you take care of yourself, then there's going to be a better you on the inside because you feel good about yourself to give to others. So you'll actually have more to give people if you push yourself to take that time to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I don't feel old. I'm not saying I feel old, but I definitely feel different. I mean, I just feel like tired and worn down.
Well, and so here's a couple things. Number one, I would start exercising, doing whatever you do, running, working out early in the morning. Number two, get some blood work done every 6 months and have them check your cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, and have them check your thyroid and your regular hormones. Get all that checked with your primary care doctor. Make sure your hormones are staying okay and follow a good nutrition plan of some kind. My book's called Empowering Your Health. If you want to get a copy of that, learn those eating habits because you can do that. You don't have to eat perfect. I mean, you don't have to eat organic and everything on the road. It's very tough to, but you can make good choices. I will tell you, avoid chicken the most. Go more with fish and beef when you're eating out because there's so many hormones in chickens that can affect your weight negatively. And that's the big difference from eating out and being able to eat at home and control that. Keep me posted how it goes. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely.
absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.